Blog Talk Radio.
Words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words will be provided by Brother Ben Griffin. His message is entitled, Blessed is the Peacemaker, and comes from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, Brother Griffin will close us out with a word of prayer. Before we bring him on, I'd like to make one simple request that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every single family represented on this call as well as everyone else in this wonderful nation that we all reside in, that God would bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. We ask for travel and grace for all of our motorists, especially our truckers, that they just respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to and from their destination safely. Thank you. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle. Thank you for being such a warm host, and good morning to everyone who's tuned in to the telecast on today. Today's lesson, certainly, the lesson that I believe that God has placed on my heart, and I want to place it on your heart as well, in spite of or in comparison to advice. Sometimes, a long time ago, in all of our lives, we were told by our parents to mind your own business. And no doubt that's good sound advice to mind your own business. But I've always been troubled in regards to this statement in light of God's business. On the road to Jericho in Luke chapter 10, the story unfolds, or story is told about a young man who was headed to Jerusalem or headed home. And evidently, he may have just come from work because they did receive a day's wage till in those days. And the Bible says he fell among thieves, and they stripped him and took everything he had. And then the story says about then came along a Levite, looked upon the person and passed him on the other side. And then there came a priest, looked upon him, and saw his situation and passed him on the other side as well. And then there came another who was a Samaritan who took it upon himself to bring aid to the person. And when we look at this situation, see that there were those who made it their business to bring harm to the person, and there were those who mind their own business and didn't bring any aid to the person, and there was the one who made it their business to bring aid to the person. And so when we look at this from a different set of eyeglasses, yes, there are times when we must mind our own business, and there are times we must make things our business. Now, in the scenario there, we find that there was a peace breaker or peace breakers, and there were those who avoided peace, and there are those who made peace. We also find then that when we look at it from God's perspective, you and I must do one of three things at some point in our lives. We must first make peace with God, make peace with ourselves, and make peace or be at peace with others. But the idea, the element of making peace must be front and center. I would like to suggest that, first of all, we must make peace with God. And sometimes before we can make peace with ourselves, we must make peace with God. Some will argue the difference on who we must be at peace at first. Some say, well, you can't make peace at God until first you make peace with yourself. Or sometimes you can't forgive yourself until you have identified related to God. So I'll take the high ground that you must make first peace with God, and then you can make peace with yourself. And then once you've done that, you can make peace with others. Because if you're upset with yourself, you're not going to be kind to others. If you have not no peace with God, the peace with others won't be possible as well. So you can look at the dynamics in different perspectives. But when we look at what Paul was saying in Ephesians chapter 2, ultimately we can see that the idea here is establishing peace and knowing where that peace and how that peace is established. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who have made both one and have broken down the little wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments containing ordinances, for to make in himself a twain new one man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile into God in one body by the cross, having been slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which are far off, and to them which that were made now. So we can see that Jesus, he was the Prince of Peace. He came to preach peace, and therefore became our peace. Not only that, when he came preaching peace, because he was our peace, he established peace between man and his fellow man. And so we can see that the cliche about mind your own business really doesn't fit when you compare it to one's relationship or one's in life with Christ. And so we want to, just for a minute or so, just run back through the statements I made, because I want to focus on the essentialities of being a peacemaker. Now, we know in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, I believe, that blessed is the peacemaker, they shall be called the children of God. When we know that, when we look at in our English vocabulary, blessed is the peacemaker. Of course, you know, we look at that in a comical way sometimes. Those who come out of the world know that a gun, a little pistol, was called a peacemaker. Sometimes when the police comes into a club and fires a shot inside a crowded, noisy club, it gets quiet. And so now you have peace from an audible perspective. And so we know that breaking up fights, we've been classified as one who do that is one who makes peace, a peacemaker. And also we know that eliminating or calming down conflict was family sibling and family rivals and a peacemaker. So in the English language, this word peacemaker can be used interchangeably in so many different ways. But I like to suggest to us today that when we talk about peacemakers from God's perspective, that entails bringing mankind into a peaceable relationship with God. And so in order to do that, we can't mind our own business. If we will look around today on our jobs, our homes, our workplace or work, we can look at the lives of so many people around us. And we can work 24/7 being a peacemaker. There are so many of your close friends who are at peace with God. And if you, as a child of God, is at peace with God, there's a great chance you're at peace with, because you are at peace with yourself. And if you're not at peace with yourself, I won't be of much good use to make peace with God and others. If my spirit is so disturbed and disrupted, what use am I? How can I lead others to Christ when my faith is on shaky ground itself? When I have doubts, when I am delinquent towards God myself, I can't be of great use for God. And so I like to say, let's start with establishing peace with God on a daily basis. You and I realize that our relationship with God isn't what it's supposed to be. Ensure that it is. And once you and I do that, now we're at peace with ourselves. Now that we're at peace with ourselves, now we can have others become in peace or at peace with God. From an evangelistic perspective, all those of us who are in relationship with God in the right way, at peace with ourselves, we ought to be a peacemaker. We are to bring others into the right kind of a relationship with God. You know, 2 Corinthians 4:11 talks about we must bring all that oppose God unto the submission of Jesus Christ. Subdue it throughout where we live, what we believe, what we teach, what we stand for. There are too many people who are at odds with God, who are not at peace with God. It's your and my relationship, it's your and my responsibility to be that kind of peacemaker, to bring people into the right relationship with God. So we have so much work to do, because look at the world around you. It is not at peace with God. So on today, let's take these principles that we've just discussed and just calculate and see, well, how many people that I can bring to be in peace with God, so they can be at peace with themselves, and so they can in turn cause others to be at peace with God. Just like the Good Samaritan, he made it his business to get involved with someone whose peace has been disrupted by a peacebreaker. Those criminals, those robbers, they broke peace. The priest and the Levite, they didn't get involved, they avoided peace. But the most legally expected person, the Samaritan, he was a peacemaker from that perspective. But from a spiritual perspective, you and I, as children of God, must establish peace with God for ourselves and then establish peace with others and cause others to be at peace with God. May God bless you as a peacemaker on this day, as we ask God to bless all those on this call, their families, their loved ones who are going through difficult, challenging times in their lives, those who are disturbed by what's going on in the surrounding world. We pray almighty to God that their spirits be at peace. It may be something in the heart of you on the call this morning that you tuned in. Yes, thank God you did. But your spirit is not at rest. You're disturbed. You are not at peace with yourself. I hope that these words have entered to your heart and mind and soul to cause you to recalculate, reconsider how your day will end, where you are at peace with God, self, and others. May God bless you and may keep you in our prayer. Amen.